into fermenting things. Readers trying to get copper coil from the station engineer.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Reader, why are golf announcers so weird compared to any other sports announcer?
I don't know that they're weird per se, but it's a different play-by-play experience as opposed to other sports.
It truly is. Like, I think you watch a football game, you watch the Olympics, you watch hockey. It's all kind of the same tone when it comes to the delivery on the commentary team.
And the really good announcers can bring that excitement and make you feel that.
Yeah, and when you get to golf, it's like nap time in a kindergarten classroom.
Because you have to be quiet all the time.
Is it because the microphones are right beside the guy who's taking the shot? Like, I've never understood why they're so quiet for golf.
I guess, yeah, you don't want to distract the players. I remember seeing a video of, I think it was a Tiger going off on somebody a few years ago that was saying something just as he was mid-swing during his drive or something, and he turned and kind of told the guy off.
Oh, yeah. I could see
because
that.
It was a distraction.
You do need a lot of concentration to not whiff a golf ball. Trust me, I've been to a few golf tournaments in my life.
And when you're doing it on TV in front of millions of people, not to mention a large live crowd that's following you from hole to hole, yeah, I guess you don't want to whiff. You just want to crank it first time around.
What if the NHL had commentary like a golf tournament, though? Because, like, okay, Monday is the first game of the Stanley Cup Final.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas is taking on Washington Capitals. What if, like, the guys got lost or their flight was delayed, so they had to get, like, the PGA Tour guys to come and do it?
Oh, boy.
Welcome back to Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final.
It's an exciting matchup here in Vegas as the Golden Knights, in their first ever season, welcome the Washington Capitals. The puck is dropped. James Neal comes up along the boards, turns it over in the neutral zone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Tom Wilson picks up the puck, puts it over to Backstrom. Backstrom over across the ice. Oh, top of the slot. Ovechkin with the one-timer. Oh, blast that shot right by Marc-Andre Fleury.
That is now 1-0 for the
Capitals. An early 1-0 lead. Boy, you can feel the excitement in this building.
A lot of high-energy hockey going on right now. And remember that both of these teams are searching for their first ever Stanley Cup.
And it's only game one.
Nick and Reader will do your yard work.
If you mean sleep in the hammock and grill burgers.
Ooh, I smell barbecue.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Reader, I am between an extra large and a double extra large shirt size. I'm also between pant sizes, and it's a nightmare.
Really?
My life is pain.
Okay.
It's terrible. I mean, I should be happy that I'm getting in better shape and clothes are fitting me better.
Yeah.
But I'm spending way too much time in a changing room instead of just buying clothing and wearing clothing.
Just buy a belt.
That's what I did with my pants. Pants are easy. Just buy a belt. Shirts, on the other hand, though, I either got too much fabric or not enough. So I'm either halter top or crop top or whatever it's called if it's too small, or I'm a weather balloon if it's too big.
I tend to just stick with my one size anyway because of comfort.
Yeah, because shopping used to be so easy when I was a bigger dude. I found a pair of jeans that I looked good in. I bought 4 pairs of them. I found a shirt that fit me fine. I bought every single color of it. That's how I want to shop. I don't want to have to go to the fitting room and, oh, how many items do you have? And I gotta count my items, and then I have too many items.
Well, I'm a double XL shirt. And I just, more than anything, it's comfort. I've reached the point in my life where I dress for comfort more than I dress for fashion. Whether that's a good or a bad thing, I don't know.
I think you got good fashion taste, though.
I try.
You're at work, you're business casual all the time, you're rocking a collar, it's timeless.
Mm-hmm.
I want to dress for full-on comfort. I don't know if you noticed this, but it's summer outside now.
It really is, yeah.
I want to start wearing a sundress. No, you chortle at that, but think about it. There's going to be a lot of, you know, lovely ladies out there rocking the sundress because it's convenient, it's good at temperature regulation because there's nothing, you know, down there except for a dress. It's smart. Why do you think Scottish guys wear kilts?
Mm-hmm. Or David Beckham wore a sarong.
Yeah.
On vacation.
Yeah, but then next thing I know, I'm going to be between dress sizes, and then that's going to be a whole nother thing.
Nick and a reader on Fox FM.
One's like the kid in grade school that ate worms.
The other ate paste.
Kind of gross, right? More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
It's been a few weeks since we finished going to the gym together.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm in a bit of a slump.
Yeah?
I feel like I'm in a breakup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't been going as often. I'm still going.
Yeah.
I just haven't been going with the same, volume as we did before. Like, some weeks I go 6 days a week. Now I'm lucky if I get three.
I haven't gone in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, well, I took last week as holidays.
Well, yeah, you weren't here last week.
And this week, I'm giving myself this week too, and I'll get back at it next week.
A little bit of a rest, right?
Yep.
Does it feel like a breakup to you as well?
Not really.
I feel like, I don't know.
It's just been a slight change in the routine, really.
It's odd, yeah, because you build that routine over a few months, and then suddenly you're on your own, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly you're accountable for everything.
It's like when you move out of home for the first time, and suddenly you have to look after yourself.
So you're saying I should call my parents?
Well, you should always call your parents.
I do. I call them like once a day. And maybe I should be going to the gym once a day. You know what it is? I need to like set up goals for myself because I don't have a goal anymore. I had a goal and now the goal's...
Set a new one.
We met the goal and now we're setting new ones here too. I might also like hide candy bars at the gym. I think about it.
Protein bars. Hide a protein bar.
No, like full on candy bars because like... It'll be like a little treat, you know? Mm. Gotta load up. Sugars are good. They produce energy.
True.
So, and I'll also be like sitting at home going, man, I wish I had a Snickers right now. And I'm like, wait a minute. I hid one at the gym. And then I'll go. Gets me through the doors, right?
Perfect. What could go wrong with this foolproof plan?
Well, if only you'd work out with me. So, like, left and right. It's Ophelia. Yeah. It's fine.
Nick wants a chocolate fountain. Reader wants a nacho cheese fountain. Negotiations continue.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Reader, what was your graduation song?
Never Say Goodbye, Bon Jovi.
Say goodbye. Never say goodbye. Yeah. Hold on, we've got a child.
Glorious.
I think that's the first time I've heard that song since my graduation back in 1995.
You know what? Same with mine. Mine was Eve 6 and Here's to the Night.
Here's to the night we felt alive. Here's to the tears.
That is actually the first time I've heard that song since 2007. Hmm. You know, I just got thinking about grad songs, you know? We were talking about grad quotes yesterday. Of course, graduation season is upon us. I got a photo from my aunt. My little teenage cousin graduated high school last weekend.
Yeah?
So cool.
Man.
You know what the ultimate grad song is, though? It's like, no question about it.
As we go
I'm glad I graduated before this.
This is my brother's graduation song. And probably everyone's graduation song, if you're thinking about it. A little vitamin C. But honestly, you don't see that anymore. You don't see the grad songs that are grad songs. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way Vitamin C was in the recording studio singing the lyrics to her song Graduation, and she wasn't thinking about releasing it around this time of the year. We still haven't gotten one of those yet.
No.
What about like an unconventional grad song?
Yeah.
Some like Drake, some Nice for What.
Started at the bottom, now we're here.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah. You start in kindergarten or preschool, now you're here at graduation.
You know, I actually don't even know like what a grad song would be in like the 2010s, right? I'm an out of touch old man, so I need some help. I want to know what your grad song is. I want to know what your kid's grad song was too, because somebody may have graduated last year. I want to know what their, like, was it a rap song? Did they do a rap? A graduation
rap?
I
don't even remember what my brother's classes had for their grad songs.
Well, given how old your brothers are, must have been... No, wait, you're the oldest one.
I'm the oldest.
I was going to make a Stone Age joke or like the Flintstones theme or
something. My youngest brother is 2 years older than you.
Yeah, I know, I know. Give us a call, 783-3699. Message us on Facebook or on the free Fox FM app. What was your graduation song? And also, hey, what was your kid's graduation song if your kids have graduated too? I want to know that just to see what like... the contemporary song would...
Reader is getting physically fit in 2018.
Yeah.
Nick just wants to stop jiggling when he brushes his teeth.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Hey, Reader, why does Hogwarts have a janitor? Don't you think a bunch of witches and wizards could just cast magic spells to keep things clean?
Yeah.
What point is there to have a janitor at a wizard school?
I don't know. Just wave the wand and say, need us tidy him.
Everybody's riding brooms and he's just sweeping with one? No, makes no sense. J.K. Rowling, what up? Why is there a janitor at Hogwarts?
Plot hole.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.